It's a wonderful word of God that we enter into this afternoon. And this particular gospel is really very special to the church. And part of the question of the initial gospel is, you know, Jesus invited himself into the boat with Peter, with Cephas. And Cephas let him in to the boat. So part of the question for us right out of the gate is, have we let the Lord into our boat of life, whether we're young or old? And if we're old and we think our boat is sinking, that's meant to be a joke, so okay. The Lord is there for us, for us. And the first thing he does when he gets into the boat, he just simply asks Peter, go out a little bit out of the shore. And he turns to the crowd and he preaches to the people and he speaks to them. Now Peter, of course, is sitting in the boat. He's listening. He's listening. So the very, very first question for us is, what has the Lord been saying to us this week in our lives? What has the Lord spoken to us this week in our lives? And if our answer is no, he has said nothing, then I have to ask the question, have you been a person of prayer? Have you been a person of the Word of God? Have you been open to letting God's Word speak to you and touch you and bless you? I know this week for myself, there were a couple of things that happened during the week, of which I'm not going to tell you what they were, sorry. And each moment, it really became a call to faith, to believe that God truly is in charge. And, even more importantly, to let God be in charge. That's a really a wow moment when you hit those kind. Then as the scripture unfolds, we see Jesus, who's sitting in a fishing boat, say to Peter and James and John, go out of deep water. Go out into the deep. Let's go for a catch. Let's go fishing. And Peter answers from his life experience in a very direct way. Master, we've been hard at it all night long, and we've caught nothing. We've caught nothing. So that becomes part of the question for us in our relationship with God and Jesus in this life, and all that is happening in our lives, is that our answer to him too? Lord, we've been hard at it all night long, and we've caught nothing. Then Peter really steps out in faith and trust in God. And he says, but because you command it, we will do it. That becomes part of the question for us. What is the Lord saying to us? What command is he giving us in our lives? What is he saying to us in our relationships? Whether it's husband or wife, son or daughter, mother or father, brother or sister, friend, fellow worker, classmate. What's he saying to us? Because the next moment is meant to take our breath away as it took Peter's breath away. Because as they threw the net out, you can almost hear James and John saying to Peter, we're stuck on the bottom again. And then they realize it's a catch. It's a profound catch. In fact, it's so profound, they have to call their fellow workers. And they fill the boat with fish. You want to get fishermen's attention, you fill their boat with fish. I love the fish, by the way. That moment would have got me, I can tell you. Whatever you want, Lord. Whatever you want with a boat full of fish. But Peter realizes that it's not about the fish. He realizes it's about him. And that really becomes the question for us, because it's really about us and our relationship with Jesus. And Peter ends up on his knees before Jesus and says, "Leave me, Lord. I am a sinful man." He knew with that miracle, Jesus was calling him into relationship. And so that also becomes the question for us. How is the Lord calling us into relationship in our lives right now? How is he calling us into that special love relationship? And it may be a wondrous miracle. And by the way, there's been some wondrous miracles this week. There's been some wondrous healings. There's been some wondrous moments where people's lives have been touched. There's been some marriages that are saved. There's been some young people that were really strung out that found their way. All of that has happened. It's there for each of us. And Jesus turns to Peter and says, "Don't sweat it. Don't worry. From now on, you will be catching men." And then the next part is profound. "And they left everything and followed him." Are we willing to lay our lives in the hands of Jesus and let him guide us in our lives? For the miracle happens for us too in this Eucharist. For as the bread and wine are changed into his body and blood, and we take him into ourselves in Holy Communion, he's saying to us, "Follow me. Don't worry about it. Follow me. Be my disciples." Let's pray for that grace during this Eucharist.